Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 12 and verse 13. We're looking at taxes to Caesar, but in this little discourse I want to look more carefully, more closely at this alliance, and what a strange alliance it is. Verse 13. Later they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. Mark chapter 12 and verse 13. As I say, the strange alliance. It's not only Pharisees and Herodians. They sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians. There are three parties here, all linked together. Well, the Pharisees and Herodians, who are the they? Who are the they? Well, we go, that's verse 13, we start there. Later, they sent. Let's go back to verse 12. They were afraid of the crowd, so they left him and went away. Who are they? Verse 12 again. They looked for a way to arrest him, because they knew he had spoken the parable against them. Who are they? And you go on back and back and back, and you eventually get to 11:27. Jesus and his disciples arrive in Jerusalem, and while Jesus is walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him, starting asking questions and so on. So let's put all this together. Mark chapter 12 and verse 13. Later they, that is, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders, the people who had conspired together, the rulers of the Jews who had conspired together to plan the downfall of this radical preacher, and put an end to him, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. So the Jewish leaders, the Jewish bigwigs, are prepared to use and link together Pharisees and Herodians. So there'd be a mixture here of Sadducees, Pharisees, and Herodians and all the rest. And these three, this mass of Jewish Herodians, Pharisees, and so on, all these people combined together with one common object, the downfall, the end of the Christ. Christ is their chief object, not to worship him, not to serve him, not to trust him, not to hear him, not to believe him, but to hate him and to see him annihilated. On the surface, it might look as though they're for him, they're interested, asking questions. But in their hearts, they're against him. And they'll beat him, and the Jews will beat him using any stick, any combination, to bring the downfall of the Christ. Their hatred is so strong, they'll link together the Jews, the representatives of Judaism, the standers, those who stand for the covenant and so on, the temple, the rulers of the temple, the Pharisees, the ultra-ceremonial people, demanding conformity, minute, precise detail in religion, haters of the Roman occupation, the Herodians, worldly, humanistic supporters of a vassal puppet king, who's installed and under the power of the Imperial Rome and their occupation. So what a combination. Politics, religion, the covenant, the word of God, all mixed and jumbled together, making this combination of Antichrist. And it is Antichrist. Did it stop with Judaism? No, it did not. Look at Christendom, the union of state and so-called church, bishops and kings in union with each other, the combination of state and church, Christendom, paganism all mixed up with it. This is what we see. The fathers did it. It's been going on for nearly 2,000 years, certainly 1,800 years. And the evangelicals today are going into paganism to find the methods to attract and draw people using the Christendom system, and it's all meant to gospelize. I see the principle here. Jews, Pharisees, and Herodians. In the days of the New Covenant, the church, paganism, and the state, all linked together, forming one conglomeration. I used the word Antichrist, didn't I? For this combination here in Mark 12. Well, I say Antichrist about Christendom. Standing in the place of Christ, standing against Christ. Anti can mean in the place of, substitute Christ, and also against. And I see it here. Oh, we need to hear these things, my friend. We need to be aware of it. Christ is the great crunch point for the believer and the unbeliever. He is either the object of worship and adoration and trust, or he is the object of hatred. What is Christ for you? Who is Christ for you? Do you hate him, or do you trust him?